Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who've found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. Luckily, I'm here to help provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenience and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like minoxidil that help you regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewables, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, those all you got to do, and a medical provider will determine if the treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visible, thicker and fuller hair. Start your free trial online. Visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That is hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. And I don't know how we're going to fill the time today because we have no college football to talk about in the meantime.
Dude, but he just hit us with the fucking...
Oh, he said, what's up?
Hang tight.
Yeah, all right. And then he immediately is like, get ready to get fucked. We got a serial killer
Shaka, brother,
at the table today. Reed. Yeah, that's what they do right before they fucking drug you and take you and cut your organs out. Like, yeah, bro.
In Hawaii? They would never.
No, not in Hawaii.
Where else are they Shaka in?
Whatever island they're on here.
I guess California's kind of stolen some Hawaiian valor. Cool California teens.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man. We're totally like that.
I could never grow up that way.
I think it makes you really stupid.
Vapid?
Yeah.
Hmm.
An 18.
Hell yeah, push. That's push, how we push, start, push. Baby.
All right, all right.
I don't know. Everybody that grew up in California seems to be just level-headed and easygoing.
Are they? So I think they might be too easygoing. It'd be funny if they were too chill about evacuating from the fires. Like, come on, man. Slow down.
Relax. They all learn to skate at a young age.
They do. That's one thing I wish I had done as a kid, was skateboard.
Yeah, you want to be in your 30s trying to relive and roll your ankles.
Yeah. It just seems like a fun way to get around. You know what I mean?
You don't want to, like, pop an ollie?
I mean, I'd do little tricks, but I feel like I should have used it for, like, transportation. I was never a huge fan of riding bikes.
I mean, we rode our bikes as a means of transportation for point A to point B.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just, riding bikes, I honestly prefer.
I wasn't hitting, like, the dirt track.
I honestly preferred to walk places.
We were big walkers, yeah.
Yeah, we walked everywhere growing up. Because I didn't live in a neighborhood like I live in now that's just like fucking cul-de-sacs and there's nothing around it. Lived in an actual proper city.
Yeah, where you just walk through the neighborhoods and there's like 20 different ways to get somewhere.
Yeah, and there's like stores and restaurants and little like, yeah, it's way better.
It is weird how Austin's kind of like spread out and there's like nothing here.
No one was supposed to be here. It was supposed to be a small town.
Wasn't it called Waterloo?
I think at first, yeah. Got three. All right. I guess I got chill on 16. Skeet. Reed.
I don't know. My initiative for 2025 is to appreciate the city we live in more.
Okay.
I've talked so much shit about it.
We have.
It's really on me. I've been here for a decade now.
Yeah.
Over a decade, going on 11 years. I got to appreciate
I'll tell you what.
I gotta be pumped about the city I live in.
It's all turning around if we get a baseball team.
I don't think so. I don't think that matters. I'm not going to embrace them. I'm a Phillies fan through and through. I'm not going to be a fucking Austin A's fan.
I will be, if it's an American League team, I will vehemently adopt them.
Although the A's do have Philadelphia roots, so maybe I could, like, talk myself into that.
The A's are, don't the A's have more World Series wins in Philadelphia
Shut
than
up.
The Phillies?
Shut up. Not in my lifetime.
Yeah, I know, not in your lifetime. That's true. It's 1-0 in your lifetime.
Will you remember me? Boom. Come on. Feed me. All right. Well, we'll stay
on that 19. Kind of got to. Nothing you can do.
Hey, he's got the 6, too. Let's go. Come on. 10-10.
Bust, you little bitch.
Bang!
There we go. We talked about it a little bit the other day. How you feeling about this natty?
I mean, honestly, Ohio State probably wrecks them, but I'm going to be positive, too. This is just a new Dan. This is a new light.
Okay.
Notre Dame, the Catholics, we're just going off vibes. We're back. Notre Dame's back.
I think that if Notre Dame can keep it close in the first half, it's theirs to lose.
They're going to win, and then everyone's going to be like, oh, the fucking college football playoff, are we sure the best teams are? There's not even a good elite team anymore.
Yeah. It just feels like Ryan Day's got to fuck this up somehow.
Oh, he will. Oh, fuck. He's going to blackjack our ass on the 20.
Yeah.
I'm going to take no insurance. We know the risk. Go ahead, buddy.
You can I don't care. It. I don't want it.
Oh, cool. He's been pretty chill.
Yeah.
Come on. No, I think, yeah, Ohio State probably 15. Wrecks him. And then either way, I can win, right? Like Will Howard, downtown Pennsylvania's own.
There you go.
Bring in Ohio State a national championship. Notre Dame was a national championship. Shouts to my dead grandmother.
Yeah, my grandfather was a big Notre Dame fan. He went to St. Louis University. Big Notre Dame fan, though. SLU doesn't have a football team.
I don't know if my grandmother ever stepped foot in the state of Indiana.
I don't know that my
grandfather. Loved her Irish, though.
I'm sure my grandfather did, but not for any extended period of time.
What is Josh doing? The savage.
He's going absolute animal.
Oh, 22 on like 8 cards.
Good Lord. Got 20. Let's see if this.
Yeah, we're staying on the 20, brother.
I'm chilling on this 15, just fucking around.
Why are you staying on the 15?
It's an ace.
Yeah. That's retarded.
Why did I stay on the 15?
But it worked.
It worked.
All right, let's put a G on the table. Let's put our fucking sack.
All right, yeah, let's fuck around and find out. I kind of want to.
Ripping ass.
Yeah, I wonder if I'm gonna have diarrhea again because I threw a zin in. My poop schedule is weird right now.
You poop a lot, is what I'm realizing. We got a chick now.
Who is this chick? She seems nice. She seems bookish. Oh, gauges. No. Holy shit.
You could fit your fucking dong through those.
Wow. Well, it's just her name's Alex, too.
Give me a six. Right, 10.
Ooh. Okay, double down.
She got a queen.
Double down, anyway.
Not against. No, $2,000. No thanks.
I forgot you had $1,000 on the table.
Just be a baller, a shot caller.
Yeah.
It'd go really bad for me.
They go.
Well, there we go. Bang, I should have. You're right. I'm a coward.
Things. Push.
All right, so we're up 2 Gs right now.
Look at you.
So we'll slow play it.
Yeah. I got to give the people something to want.
I can't blow it. Yeah, football is almost over.
Eagles, this is a good weekend, though, for
got
games.
The Rams.
I am actually excited to watch. This is the only time I enjoy the NFL is the playoffs. The rest of the time.
Can I talk about how I'm just over the Chiefs?
Yeah, I'm sure everyone is.
Chiefs Texans, that's a gross game. I'm not even. That's awful. Just bad football.
That game does stink because it's going to be the Chiefs are going to win. It's going to be like a dominating 9-point win.
And it's not even like the Texans' fault. They're all banged up.
Yeah.
They could be fun. They were fun at some point.
Oh, also, another reason I think the Texans will probably get wrecked. I said this on the show. It's cold as fuck in Kansas City this weekend.
Dude, it's cold as fucking Buffalo, too.
Yo, what is the Buffalo weather? At least, but the Baltimore's used to it. The Texans play inside.
Trying to tackle Derrick Henry in like 4 degrees.
Yeah, fuck that.
Josh Allen, though. My boy.
Who you rooting for in that game?
Dude, the Bills. Bills are my Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, I'm rooting for the Bills as well. Also, I
although
think,
I'm obviously pulling for the Eagles.
I just think Bills...
Oh, here we go. Now we'll double down.
I think Bills... Chiefs is a more fun AFC championship game. Just because they've had some fucking duels.
Eh, I'm with the Chiefs out as soon as possible.
I want the Chiefs to three-peat.
Oh, 12. Gross.
This chick's got some flair.
She does, and she just whooped my ass.
Oh, bitch. Flipping cards around. It's like cocktail, but she's dealing cards.
Yeah, I'm going to slow play her. I don't know what she's about.
Those gauges really throw you off, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, and the other gauge, she has an earring in the gauge.
She's
Do you
a
see
wild
that?
Woman, yeah.
She's got a ring hanging from her gauge hole.
I don't know. The Chiefs are very unlikable. They're bad dudes, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Everybody hates the Chiefs now.
You know they're full of scumbags.
You know what the Chiefs have turned into? You know what Chiefs fans have turned into? Which is funny.
Cardinal fans?
Yep.
Yeah.
Best fans in football. They have turned into St. Louis Cardinals fans.
You
and it's
to,
really
you
funny.
Hate to see that.
It's really funny.
Well, they're kind of cut from the same cloth.
They are. But every Kansas Cityan I know growing up, if I told them that, they'd be livid.
I'm sure.
Because the ones that went to Mizzou fucking hate Cardinals fans.
Because they're Royals fans. Yeah. You know? They suffer. Not really, though. They're pretty good at this point. They have a World Series within the last decade.
Just barely at this point, yeah.
Does it count, though, to beat the Mets?
Yes, it counts extra, because that's funny.
Beating the Mets in the World Series. It's a given.
The best part, too, is...
I mean, we lost to the Mets in the fucking playoffs this year, whatever.
Oh boy.
Fuck.
All right, lady.
That's brutal. That's tough. Why'd you do that to us?
She's mean. She's cruel.
I'm going to put my nuts on the table, show her what's up.
You know what? I'm following you. She's not doing that again.
No.
Oh,
no,
I was only able to get 600 on the table. Bet's closed. Okay. Either way.
Not a chance she can do that to us.
Boom.
10. Come on. Feed me an ace.
All right.
19. What's she working with? A 6? Oh, dude, we're golden.
Let's go.
We're golden.
Who do you think you are, lady?
Look at this. Don't do it. Don't do it again. Oh, I pushed.
All right. I got the win at least.
All right. She owes me. She owes me. Let the gambling gods.
Let's go.
Prove what's right. She's bored now.
Yeah, she's like, what? Oh, wait. She's like nagging you. She's like, oh, what? You put how much on the table? That's cute. That's sweet. I'm happy for you.
Jack, come on. Ace. Feed me. Oh, gross. And I just got to
sit it out.
I just got to watch her.
You got to hold
bleed
down.
Me dry. 10.
Oh my God.
All right, she's a woman that is not to be trifled with.
Oh, boy, she's just building 21s like it's her fucking job. It
Look at her, she's playing
job.
With her hair, too.
Oh, she
she just gave us a little fucking side smirk,
told
too.
Us to go fuck ourselves. Holy shit, I like this chick. She's fucking us, but I like her.
She's got the strap on. And behind us. Don't do it.
Let's see here, what do you got? I might split these 9.
She keeps giving me good cards, too. That's the worst part.
Yeah.
But she's giving me a little bit of hope.
And then just rips it out. Oh.
Yeah, I would like to see Josh Allen, though. If the Eagles can't win the Super Bowl, Bills are my number 2.
Okay. If the Chiefs don't win the Super Bowl, I'm Lions all the way.
Why are you a Chiefs fan?
I want to see the three-peat.
Why?
I want to see NFL history.
It's not really...
I still feel robbed that I didn't get to see the undefeated season. I was rooting for the Patriots.
Why?
I wanted to see the undefeated season.
I was rooting for no one.
I know.
Because
fuck
rough the
Giants. For you. But here's the thing.
I hate the Patriots.
Here's the real reason I was rooting for the Patriots, other than the history. is dude, Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, yeah.
Yeah, come on. Like, that was the greatest season I've ever seen.
The OG ring chaser.
Dude, Randy Moss, like that, I will never watch anything as cool in the NFL as Randy Moss that season. He was just a fucking god.
Randy Moss is my one, just out of coolness and talent.
Straight cash, homie.
Like, Jerry Rice will never have the fucking whiz that Randy Moss had.
Never.
I don't care if you think, you know, the stat compiler that was Jerry Rice was better than Randy Moss.
He did kind of compile some.
Yeah, because longevity, which, you know, best ability is availability.
Agreed. Agreed.
So I've always, like, throughout my career, shit on Jerry Rice. Just because I think it's funny.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's objectively one of the best, like, the best at his position.
Oh, yeah. He's probably the best at any position in the NFL history?
No. Certainly not. I'm not going to give him that credit.
Who's the best at any position in NFL history?
It's got to be somebody on... It's probably an offensive lineman, honestly.
Okay, well, skill position. Just... And that includes defensive skill positions.
Ugh. So, can I count defense?
Yeah.
Hmm. The thing about corners and, like,
they don't last.
They don't last, yeah.
Oh, I can give you one, maybe corner who I think converted to safety, which is, I feel like, almost, maybe he didn't. I can't remember.
Brian Dawkins did.
I was going to say Charles Woodson is probably high up on the list of. Because he started as a corner, but did he move to safety?
I don't know. Woodson played for the Raiders for who else?
Packers. He won a Super Bowl with the Packers. He played for a couple good teams.
I don't know. You bounce around. Are you that good?
I mean, I feel like you can't give Brady credit as being, like, the best at being a quarterback, but maybe you can. I don't know.
He's best winner.
Yeah.
Skill-wise, no. Certainly not. Peyton was better than he was.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. I would also say, I mean, I think...
But Peyton didn't have the chops. He wasn't clutch.
He wasn't. Also, just, like, saddled with the worst coaches every time.
Dungy?
That was the only one, and that's the only time he won. Who were his coaches in, like, Denver?
Kubiak? Yeah, Gary Kubiak. He won a fucking Super Bowl. Put some respect on Gary Kubiak.
I guess.
We're friends with the Kubiaks.
I mean, I love Gary Kubiak. He was the offensive coordinator.
I'm friends with the Kubiaks. You can't be talking shit about the Kubiaks.
I'm just saying.
Even though Klein works for the Cowboys.
Who does?
Klein Kubiak.
Oh.
He's a scout for the Cowboys.
All right.
And then, of course, his brother, OC, for the Saints. Or he was. I guess he probably won't be now that Allen's gone.
Yeah. Your UCF Knights got a big college basketball win the other night.
We just lost to Arizona, though.
Yeah, you lost on the road against Arizona, who is very good. And then you won on the road against Arizona State.
Oh, man.
Another 21 there?
Yeah, I'm down now.
No, 20.
Fuck.
You beat Arizona State on the road, who is a tournament team or bubble team. Like, that's a good win.
Yeah.
You needed that win.
We're okay. We're going to be on the bubble. I don't know if we're going to make it.
My expectations have completely shifted after taking down Jake's Florida Gators in Gainesville.
You're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, I know. It's gonna end really badly.
You're going to be like the last four in.
It depends on how things go. But we're just barely off the bubble right now, I think.
Full transparency, I've watched like 3 college basketball games.
I know.
2 of them with Cooper Flag.
I've been watching a lot of college basketball lately.
I'm a Cooper Flag boy.
Watched Texas OU last night. I'm all in on college basketball now. It's that time of year.
I'm just like, you know, not watching many live sports at this moment during the week.
It's all I care to watch.
I got too much going on.
I just hate everything else. I can't watch anything else. Food networking.
There's no good TV at
this
point.
Nothing to watch. There's nothing to watch and there's nothing to read.
Who reads, bro?
No, I mean like websites.
Okay. I'm not going to be book boy. I try to get like 2 books a year and I start them and I'm like, who do I think I am?
Every time I'm reading, I'm like, I'd rather be writing.
Yeah, I don't want to read the words of other men.
Yeah.
Or women, I guess.
I'm already cucked enough watching other men perform feats I never can.
Yeah. In the background.
Because here's the thing, I can write. So, like, that is really...
Better than most of the books I read. Yeah.
Like, it's just... Yeah. But yeah, at least when I watch sports, I'm like, I can't do any of that.
I don't have that feeling. I'm like, I could.
I know you don't.
It's like, I'm stronger than this dude. I'm stronger than that dude.
You know what I have been off brand lately is I have had just like very little interest in watching the Australian Open so far.
Yeah, because tennis, dude.
I like tennis, but I'm just, it's so late and I'm just like, no, I'm not doing this.
Oh, man.
Boy, there we go, babe. Okay.
The golf tournament this weekend, I'm hoping I hit.
You're not, because you just hit last weekend.
Well.
On a live.
On a live Sunday, but I didn't.
Yeah.
So I didn't hit. It didn't count. Doesn't count for the show. Yeah. I need to get two wins for the show.
What's your win goal? What's a good year?
Well, the thing is, I started out so hot that I set unrealistic expectations for the audience.
Yeah.
Like, I won 7 times in a year, and I'm like, that's not going to happen.
No.
That was a fluke.
Yeah. Got a grand on the table here. You got 500. Let's go, girl.
Honestly, 3 wins a year would be
Wins a year is pretty rad. Oh, no, don't.
16? No way. There's no way she could have done that.
Yeah. That would have been out fucking rageous. I'm actually going to go another 1,000.
I'm going to start doing that more, though. Sunday live bets. Maybe I'll throw them in the group.
You should. Let the people know.
Yeah. Get that value. Because Nick Taylor started 2 back, and who's 20-1? And when Nick Taylor... I mean, I'll just say this now. If Nick Taylor's in the mix, he's not very often in the mix.
But
when he is, he finishes.
Okay. I'm going to sit on 17, which I don't want to do.
Stay on the 20 with 1K. Just flip a 10.
Push. Oh wow!
Oh.
An ace. How about that?
I mean, it's better than a loss.
Oh,
but
fuck! I just put 1,000 on the table again. I forgot what I was doing. I'm so tired. I don't know why. I actually was a responsible human being last night.
No, we'll do it again. We'll run it back.
Yeah, I'm running back the $1,000. You think you're better than us?
Yeah, she does. She knows.
Playing with her hair. Oh boy, a 4. Yeah, 6. She thinks she's better than us.
Come on. 16. Oh, sick.
You fucking bitch.
All right.
Just give me a 7.
I gotta eat this.
Come on, do me a favor. Give me a 7. No, an 8, a 9. Sorry.
Bust. I'm a bust.
What'd she roll? What'd she 19. Flip? 19. All right, we're fucked anyway.
Yep.
Go back to 100.
Oh, let's do it again.
All right.
Let's do it again.
All right.
Let's get it back.
Oh, man. I'm excited. I'm going to the Mizzou, Texas game on Tuesday. I've never been to Moody Center.
Moody Center is nice.
I've heard. Did you ever go to the Drum? Did you ever go to Frank Irwin?
No. Went to Moody for UFC.
Okay.
And a Queens of the Stone Age concert.
Was it the same event?
Different things.
Oh, okay.
So I've been twice.
Let's see what you're saying.
I got free tickets to the Queens of the Stone Age concert. I'm not actively seeking out Queens.
Yeah, right. Who is?
No one. They're like one of the headliners for Bonnaroo this year.
Yeah,
it's weird.
12. I guess I'll sit on this 12. Don't make me hit. Do it's not. Like, I was not paying attention. God damn it. All right.
If you've been around long enough, it doesn't matter if you're good or not. They will offer you to headline.
Yes.
A festival.
Have they heard of you? Then yes. Wow, she built a 17 there out of 4 cards. Very cool, lady. Very, cool. Very cool.
I won.
Oh, happy! I'm happy for you.
Yeah, I won. Okay, let's keep running it back.
Okay,
till it bucks us. It'll buck us.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if you're up enough,
I'm not. I'm down. Actually. I'm
oh,
down.
Okay.
This will get me back to even if I win.
Ugh, 12. Good lord.
18. Ooh. So I just gotta sit in it.
Gotta sit in that shit. I gotta hit on a 12. Not what I want.
Yeah, but you're fine.
Oh! I told you. All right.
You're fine. And she got a 16. Come on, 10. Bang. Done. We're back to even, brother.
Let's go. Now, I'm going to put 1,000 on the table, even though I just had a ton of luck on that hand.
Same.
So it's not going to happen again, but
fuck it. Come on.
Maybe things are feeling good.
Actually, I'm up like 500 bucks right now. But now we're putting 1,000 on the table. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it going.
A great start. A 13 and even
worse. 13. That's 13's me, right?
Yeah,
we both have 13s, yeah. That's cool.
Was she having 9? Great.
Yeah. Double down, dude.
19. All right.
Come on. No bust, no bust, no bust, no bust.
Flip a 9.
I said no bust, dude.
Flip a 9. All right, I pushed. 1,000 on the table again.
We'll do 500.
Let's go. Let's fucking go, dude. I'm sick of this shit. What are you saying? I always wonder what they're saying. It's just like, yay.
They're never mic'd up. You can always hear the cards shuffle, but I never hear the actual.
There's a mic on the camera, I think. So, like, I get, like, distant words. Another 13.
18. Just got to sit in it again. She's going to flip a 10.
Man. I got to sit.
She's kind of pushing our shit in.
Yeah, it's not sweet. 8. Okay. Okay. Chill on this 18.
Yeah, she did it. She did it.
Yeah, she did it. Okay. Okay. We're going back to $100 hands.
Having my tail between my legs.
Yeah. We just got to admit. Sometimes you just got to admit.
It's not our day. We got to wait for her to be gone.
Yeah,
she's
think
too
that's
good at her job.
This feels like an hour-long shift from her coming, though.
Right? Yeah. Homie with the mustache. We bounced him in like 5 minutes.
They saw the big ballers coming in.
7. Give me a
another 13. Well.
She got a 2.
I'll sit on that.
That's cool, Ford.
7.
16.
Woo! Hey. Hooray!
All right.
Yeah, that's right, lady.
Let's do it.
Again?
Yeah, one.
Again.
Get it back.
All right. Ryan tipped $5. Buddy, you're betting $35, and she's not even in front of you.
You can just leave the table at any moment.
What?
You can leave the table. You don't have to do that.
What is happening?
You don't have to tip this one.
Why would you? You're not. Don't tip.
You won one hand, dude.
20% of your hand.
A generous lover.
Yeah, clearly.
Why'd he
busted? Why don't you tip her again, you fucking
guy? Why'd he hit?
All right.
Fucking moron. Hey,
maybe back. I'll get in the chat and be like the little bitchy players in here. They're like, why did you hit her now? Dude, what are you doing? I'm so mad at you. Shut the fuck up.
Loves his $35 hands.
That is an odd unit.
70? There we go. Double up.
What?
He lost, so he's got 70 bucks.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah, he didn't. Still an odd unit.
Not to unit shame.
I'm not unit shaming. I'm unit curious.
Sounds like you're unit shame.
I'm unit curious. It's just like you have to like.
Oh, 16.
It's just like oddly intentional. There's no $35 chip.
Yeah, it's not like the gym. They have 35-pound plates, which are useless. God, that sucked.
All right, well, he got his money back.
If you're adding,
he tipped again! He tipped again!
If you're adding $35 plates. Or 35-pound plates.
Yeah.
Just do the 45-pound plates.
Why is he tipping?
Because
I'm not saying don't tip your dealer, but he's tipping after every win. And it's 20% of his win.
He left, dude. He left. All right, we're going to split these.
I'm splitting these twos.
Double aces.
4. Why'd okay, you split them again?
Yeah. Why are you splitting twos?
Why not, dude?
That you got 10 now. Double down. I'm kidding.
I don't think I
can. You can't. No. Yeah. I'm up.
Boom. Yes.
10 again. You can double down on that.
I can, but I'm not. Oh! Let's go.
Give me 2 tens. All right. 19. Stay there. 18. Stay. And she beat me on both hands, you bitch.
She pushed me on bitch. Wow. Wow.
All right. I've had enough.
You put out on the table. By the way, we're at MyBookie's Live Casino. If you don't know by now, MyBookie.com. Go up to Live Casino tab on the top. Promo code DRINKINBROS will double your first deposit up to $1,000. This This motherfucker is open 24/7, I think.
Five. Give me a six. Come on. Feed me. Eight.
Okay.
Give me a two or a three and then a 10.
17. I'll have to just eat shit on that. 19? That's fine.
I'll stay on the 19. She's going to flip a 10, though.
Yeah, I know she is, but you got to
Oh, no. Boom.
What'd she flip?
Seven.
All right, I pushed.
I won.
Hooray.
I'm getting my money back.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's do it again.
Let's go.
We're going to be up after this hand.
I'm putting it out. I got 1,000 on the table. Let's go.
The peaks and valleys.
You're back to our old habits in 2025 already.
Jesus, who fucking ripped this apart?
What is that? What?
It's part of the...
Claymore. I really do think they should write, like, on Claymore. Maybe they do with, like, marker or that whatever they use. But, like, on Claymores, they should do, like, they do missiles and World War II bombs and shit like that. Where
just
they write
the gay shit
special
possible.
Messages. Yeah.
From Paris with love.
All right. Like, here comes the jazz hands.
Here's the boom, yeah. The boomstick.
My boom plate.
She's shuffling. Yeah, what else is going on this weekend? Oh, UFC 311 in LA.
Any good matchups there? Is it going on still?
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, the Lakers, I think, played a home game last night.
All the Muslims are fighting.
Okay.
You got Islam, Umar. Should be good fights, though.
Like, you think anyone will drop a topical reference like, you thought it was hot in the hills, this fight?
You don't think Rogan's going to drop that? Oh, shit.
Yeah, she did something there.
All right.
Oh, 1,000. I mean, she can't do it twice, right?
She can't. No, not in a row.
No, she would never.
No, I don't think Anik would drop that.
Yeah,
I
don't think
Rogan
so.
Is either.
You don't think?
I don't know who the third announcer is. If it's DC, maybe he does. And it just falls flat.
Ooh, let's see what you got. I'm about 19. To double down.
All right.
Yeah, doubling down. Let's go. Skeet.
Oh, no. That's Skeet.
There we go. Hey!
There we go.
Phew!
That was a...
Phew!
Sheesh. As kids would say. Are your kids saying any just shitty lingo?
No.
At this point? Are they saying... Rory's not coming up to you and being like, Dad, you're sus.
No, not yet. Soon, though. Rory is like just straight up arguing with us now, though, which is sweet.
About what?
I don't know. Anything.
Food.
Yeah, just like...
Toys.
We'll be like, no, we're not going to watch a movie right now. And he'll be like, yes, we are!
Shit.
Not taking insurance.
Nope.
I refuse.
$1,000 in... I think she wants us to. Oh, no. All right.
You
have this is incredibly irresponsible, but I'm going to do it.
Yeah, do it.
$2,000.
Do it.
Come on, give me 10. Oh, no.
What's the opposite of a 10?
No.
That was bad. That went poorly.
That was retarded.
You chose poorly.
I did. That was very dumb. Very dumb.
Oh, well. Da 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 da.
She looked at me and she's like,
"What are you doing?
Are you retarded?" Yes.
Yeah, the answer is a hard yes.
God, that sucked. Oh, that was so dumb.
Man, I am just. This is a bad day for just starting hands. Like it's just been a parade of 12s, 13s, and 14s.
Oh fuck you!
You doubled down again?
Yeah.
Well,
only with
yeah. Well,
yeah.
Well, there we go.
All right, we're down.
There's just nothing good happening. Okay.
I got to get it back.
I don't think, I guess that's the only way.
Yeah. Am I getting it back with $25 hands?
No. Not in this lifetime.
That would take forever.
Yeah.
Dude, Alex is a fucking killer.
Killer. Like an absolute animal. Good Lord. A three.
She definitely works for the cartel. All right, we're gonna stay. She's gonna flip two tens, and we're gonna be fine. We're fine.
All right, hitting on that.
What are you at?
I got 10 now.
Yeah, you hit.
All right, all right, all right. Just let me alone.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And I pushed. And I pushed.
Oh.
She opened with a 4 and a 5.
All right, we'll do it again.
And I put, what are you doing?
Again. It's like Miracle, you know?
You're Kevin Costner in Tin Cup.
There's that, but there's also, isn't that in practice in the movie Miracle? He just keeps screaming, again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're doing the wind sprints or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're all just fucking puking on the ice.
Imagine if we lost to Finland in the gold medal game.
In the gold medal game? Yeah, you can't do that. All right, a blackjack. Feels like a token blackjack that she just gave me to shut up.
All right, watch this, dog.
All right, all right, all right. Go. Come on. Ace.
It's a good thing I didn't double down.
All right. It's a fucking great thing you didn't double down.
Because she's about to flip 19. Don't do it. All right.
All right. Let's go.
Do it again.
Again. Again.
Fuck you, bitch. She's just playing with her hair. She don't care.
Nah, not at all.
She's like, where are the tips? Homie, that was winning $35 hands tipped me.
Ryan's like winning $8 and tipping her $5.
He's losing money on
There's
the transaction.
There's so many better places to be a pay pig.
Like Softcore History Patreon.
Oh, another blackjack. Wow.
20. Yes. Double down him. Hope for an ace. It's just the dumbest but most baller move you can do.
Yeah.
20.
All right.
All right.
Things getting not too terrible here.
$2,000 hands in a row. Keep it going. Keep it going.
Let's see what we can do.
Win this hand, I'm up.
Really?
Lose this hand, I'm still down.
Wait, are you up if you win this hand?
Yeah.
That was a quick climb.
There we go. 8.
Ugh, 16.
Oh, gross. Oh, I got a better idea.
Split them.
We're splitting them.
Yeah.
Against a 6?
Yeah, absolutely split those.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
It's okay. It's okay.
Split those.
Yes, actually, yes.
It won't let me.
Oh.
We're staying. Stay. Stay. 17.
All right.
Stand. Yeah, I don't know why it didn't let me. That's cool. It's fine. Come on. 10-10. 10-10. Come on. There
yeah!
it is.
Yeah!
Hey.
What the fuck?
Now we're up.
I really wish you should have been allowed to split again.
I know.
That would have... Oh. Just split into oblivion.
It shouldn't have let me. It didn't allow me. The button was,
that sucks.
Was off.
She knew.
Mm-hmm. It's a good thing I put $100 on this hand.
Right. Yeah, I'm chilling on 17.
Chilling on a 17.
15... 25. Hey, boom. Let's go.
All right, here we go. This is where I just
attack.
I curb stomp her.
All right, I'm going to attack with you. Oh, she's gone.
She knew.
She knew. She knew her luck had run out.
She knew what this was, our shoe.
Oh, who's this lady?
Who's a friendlier woman?
She seems like someone I would more like to hang out with.
She looks high.
Cool. Works for me. What's your name, lady?
But not even off, like, real weed. She's been smoking spice.
Oh, God. Come on. Deal it out. Nebula. Now, that I was missing the good names.
6.
Tired of this fucking...
Come on. Oh, 16. Or 12.
12,
sorry.
Yeah. Would she just drop a 9? Do I double down? Do I dare? No.
I was thinking about splitting these.
Okay.
But.
Thanks, babe. She's like supportive too. Yeah, Nebula seems chill. I like Nebula.
Fuck. I mean, 16 wouldn't have been better. But. Jeez.
19, what'd I get? Did I push?
She had 19. What'd you have?
20.
Okay, so you won.
Yeah, hell yeah. That just like disappeared from the screen. I couldn't see it. I'm also, again, still just like, for whatever reason, mentally dead today.
Is that different than any other day?
It's just unexpected today because I did everything right. I got sleep. I didn't get drunk.
She's so slow.
I know.
What's happening?
She's deliberate. Leave her alone.
All right, we're going to double down here against the four. Come on.
Oh, he doubled down. Teb, 7819 doubled down.
Feed me.
I'm chilling. I told you I'm chilling, girl.
Give me a 10, dude.
All right.
Oh, no. No. All right, we pushed.
Oh, woo. Woo.
Yeah, we know.
All right, put 1,000. I'm going 1,000 on the table. Because I feel like she's pretty chill. I like her.
She's too chill.
Showing off her hair. I like this. I like this chick. I'd get drinks with this chick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you tell your wife?
That it was for business.
Yeah. Business dinner.
Yeah. She'd be like, what kind of business? I'm like, well, I paid her for sex, so.
That's a business. Yeah.
It was her business.
Transactional. Yeah.
It was her business. So that's.
All right. 20 against the 7. We just gonna.
I got a chill. 18 right here. Against her 7. Flip a 10. Just flip a 10.
Let everybody win.
Well.
Oh.
Teb busted.
Come on. Don't do it to us.
Hey, there we go.
That was close. She almost did it to us.
That was close. I'm letting this girl ride. Nebulous. What do? You meet a girl at a bar, and she tells you her name is Nebula.
Probably walk away.
How attractive did she have to be?
She has to be a 9.
Okay.
Because if she tells you her name's Nebula, you know that's a lie.
Is it a lie? It's either a lie or a red flag.
Or she grew up in an incredibly unstable household.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like there's no future with a woman named Nebula.
No. Although, is it, I guess, like maybe parents now name their kids Nebula after watching Guardians of the Galaxy?
Ugh.
Which, ugh. Also bad.
Yeah. How is Nebula the one you're all about too from Guardians?
Right? That's not good. Not great. It'd be Gamora, right?
Yeah, well, that's even worse. Gamora, you're going to name her after the fucking other city from Sodom and Gomorrah?
Yeah. Oh, how did I push there? You
God damn it.
Dumb bitch.
All right. Hey, leave her alone.
She kind of looks like a Guardians like character.
She does look like a Guardians of the Galaxy character. I agree with that.
Maybe that's what she's going with her aesthetic.
Yeah. And if so, I'm into it. I hope she's not as deliberate of a shuffler as she is a dealer, but something tells me this is going to be a 3 to 5 minute shuffle.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Yeah, feels like that's going to be the case here. I mean, but on this tiny island, how many people good at shuffling cards can you really find, you know?
Alrighty.
What are you looking up?
Just looking at the golf tournament right now, seeing what's happening.
Have you made picks for this week?
Yeah.
Who'd you pick?
I picked Max Grazerman.
Okay. What's the event?
It's the American Express in La Quinta, California.
Ooh, okay. Any big names in this tournament?
It's a birdie fest. Justin Thomas. Xander's playing.
Okay.
Patrick Cantlay. There's a couple. Sung Jae-in.
Okay. So there's some big horses in this race.
There's some horses.
Yeah.
It's not like last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although Hideki was in last week. But he had just won the week before.
So, yeah, that's not happening. You can pretty much just, I feel like you can just guarantee that.
It's hard to go back to back.
Yeah.
Unless you're Scottie Scheffler, who does it a lot.
That's just Scottie shit, though.
That's just generational shit.
Who is Scottie Scheffler, the second best golfer of your lifetime?
Yes. Tiger still won.
Yeah, obviously.
Come on, 10. 10.
All right, 19, I'll take it.
Oh, all right. You just gave me an opportunity to split these. That's fine. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, you have to. It's aces?
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's what we're going to do. 2 G's on the table against her 10. She's going to feed me two 10s, so it's fine. I mean, I would have loved that 10, bro.
Yeah.
Would have loved that.
Let's see here.
Bang.
Ooh.
There we go. Give me another 10. Give it to me again. Ah, not as cool.
It's all right. It's all
not
right.
Not as cool.
Why is it only 13?
Also, why can't I hit again?
What the fuck?
Why didn't it let me hit?
That, yeah, what the fuck? That's really weird. Is that a blackjack rule I'm unaware of?
I don't know. I think I still won.
You won one.
I at least got was up because of the blackjack.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's weird.
That was.
Is that a rule I'm unfamiliar with?
Where you, and the ace is like you're locked into whatever card comes next and that's it?
Huh.
I don't know. I don't know. That's actually
really odd.
It doesn't
sound right?
It doesn't sound right at all. I don't know why that would be a thing.
No.
15.
Or she's just high as fuck.
Yeah, man. Also. Never know. All right.
What,
oh, well, fuck. I did not pay attention to what card she had.
What did we say? Two more hands?
And a bust. God damn it. Yeah, two more hands.
This hand and the next hand. All right, flip a 10. Let me win. Flip a 10. Let me win. Boom.
There you go.
Dude, we're up today.
Let's go.
We're up like two G's right now.
Last hand.
It happens that quick.
1K on the table.
So you just got to believe in yourself. It doesn't matter if you get down. You just keep digging yourself out of that.
It's all about irrational self-confidence.
Mm-hmm. You got to Lance Stevenson this shit.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Last hand. Oh, a four. What a start. 10.
Come on. Ace. Ace, ace, ace. Feed me.
14.
Feed me.
Geez.
18. What you got? Ah. If we lose this hand, we'll just have to do another hand.
Okay. I agree.
Let's go out on a dub.
Go out. Yeah, go out. Something good here.
And that's how we end up down.
Come on, give me a 7.
Come on.
15. Come on.
Flip a 7.
6.
Flip a 7.
I don't want a 7 now.
Well, not you.
Oh, you. Her. I'm just going to chill.
What do you got?
Two 16? Aces in a row. Good
flip
Lord.
A 7 so it fucks Rob. Don't flip a 7 now.
Yeah!
Boom. There we go.
Let's go.
We're up. 3 G's today.
Boom. I think that got me back to even, actually, but whatever.
All right.
Oh, she gave us a heart. I love you too, Nebula.
I'm a tipper.
Not enough to marry, but.
Where's the little tip thing? No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to tip her.
Fuck it.
Later.
Yeah. All right. See ya.